regarding the laws of Hazara b'Shabbat. That means to return something back on the fire on Shabbat. Maran talks about these laws in Reshon and Gimel and Seif Bet. So let's discuss something that's clear according to everybody, and there's no mahlokin on this. It is forbidden on Shabbat to put anything, cold food, hot food, cooked food, not cooked food, on an open fire on Shabbat. Even if the food is dry, and even if the food is hot, and even if the food is cooked, it's forbidden forever to put back a pot of food on an open fire on Shabbat. Nobody argues, so this should be known. The only time we can discuss putting back on a fire on Shabbat is if there's a blech over the fire, or a hot plate, a Shabbat plate. Then we can discuss. But without those two introductions, either a blech or a hot plate, there's nothing to talk. Hazara is going to be asur legamre. Now, what's the question? What's the reason why they didn't want you to put back a cooked food? Cooked food is cooked on an open fire. So there's different understandings over here. Some were concerned for the simple reason that when you put it back on an open fire, even though it's cooked, but it looks like you're cooking, because you're putting it in the normal place where you cook. So it looks like you're cooking. It's not cooking. They cannot punish the guy for cooking. He didn't cook on Shabbat, it was cooked. But that's called mechsi kim bashir. It looks like he's cooking. And the rabbis therefore said, if a person, for example, does something to get rid of that concern, for example, if let's say he puts a blech on top of the fire, so in that case over there, we shouldn't be too concerned about look like cooking, because people don't usually cook on a blech. They cook on an oven, they cook on a stove, but they don't cook on an electric plate, and they don't cook on a blech. That's not the normal way of cooking. And therefore, there are opinions that hold that once a person puts a blech, so it would be permissible to put back onto the blech on Shabbat foods that were cooked. Now, what does it mean, foods that were cooked? Does the food that you're returning back on the blech still have to be hot? Well, if it's a liquid food, for sure you cannot put liquid back on a blech, because you're going to cook it again. Liquid, once you reheat it, it's like you're cooking it again. So we're not talking about putting cold liquid. The question would be, am I allowed to put cold food, cold rice? Cold rice, can I put it back on the blech? Where was the rice? The rice was in the refrigerator. So it's cold. And I want to put it back on the blech. Since you're telling me that a blech is not considered a normal way of cooking, so therefore there are poor schemes that are lenient to allow me to take it even from the refrigerator on Shabbat, cold, dry food that was cooked, and put it back on the blech. So again, you need a few principles here. You need a blech, you need it to be a dry food, and you need it to have been fully cooked. Even though now it becomes cold, of course it's cold, you put it in the refrigerator. But you say, Rabbi, you're putting it on the blech, it looks like you're cooking. No, nobody cooks on a blech. Nobody cooks on an electric plate. So that gezerah will not apply. Now don't tell me, okay, so just like I can put cold rice, I'll put cold soup. Cold soup, of course, you cannot put. Cold soup, you're re-cooking the soup. But when it comes to cold items, we don't say that it's considered re-cooking. Whose opinion is this? A lot of rabbis agree to this opinion. This is Hakam Avadya's opinion in Hazon Avadya, as well as in Yahweh Da'at. This is the Menuchat Ahava's opinion in Perek Gimel, also in Chelek Aleph. And Hakam David, in his new book, in Shin Yud Chet, he says the following on page Resh Mem Zayin, and I'll quote it. Tabshir Shu Mevushal Kol Tzorko Polikot Ve'u Tabshir Yavesh, and it's a dry item. Kegon Basar, Orez, vegetables that don't have liquid in it. Mutar Lechamemo B'Shabbat, it's permissible to reheat them on Shabbat. Agave Plata Hashmalit, on an electric plate, where there's no knob, let's say, so you don't have a problem with that. Or agabe esh mechuse betas, or a black that we call it. Ve'afidu husonen legamre, even if the item is cold. Ve'ainu, afidu imayat tavshid munach b'mekarer v'yom shishi, even if it was in the fridge there from Friday. Ve'koshekin, if it was on the fire already from before Shabbat. So he comes along and says, this is permissible. And what's the reason? So we learned already the reason. Because since when you put it back on such a place, what are we worried about? Stoking, I'm not going to stoke, because already I covered the fire. Merzi, there's no merzi. Why? Because I don't cook like that. So therefore I got rid of any potential problem. That's already a problem. Tafshir lach, once already it cools off, it's going to be a problem forever to put it back. I don't care if you put it on an electric plate or on a black, doesn't matter. Bottom line, you're eating it. And then it was going to be forbidden. This was also the opinion of Chaim Yitzchak Shteibar and Yitzchak Yeraner, that he allowed to put cold food back onto the. Even though Shulchan Aruch says you're only allowed to put back something if you didn't put it down yet. Over here, in the case of the refrigerator, you put it down. But that condition is only talking about when you were putting it back on a regular oven. So you needed that extra condition. But over here, you're not putting it back on a regular oven anymore because you made a change. You put this blech on top. So once by putting your blech on top, it makes it even better than the regular case that the Shulchan Aruch talks about. And therefore, halakhah l'maaseh, those that are lenient on Shabbat to take cold food, dry food from the refrigerator and put it back on Shabbat onto the blech, they clearly have what to rely on and to be lenient. The question that we'll have to see is that when they're putting it back on this blech over here, do they have to be concerned where they put it? Do they have to be concerned? Could they put it anywhere on the block, or they could only put it maybe where the fire isn't, or directly above the fire? That's another subject that we'll see. But the fact that you can put it in that spot clearly is mutar according to the poskim that we mentioned.